Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's 8:04. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here on this Tuesday. We're going to get the wake-up call here in 1 second. My name's Mike. She's Allie. Bo is somewhere out there just living the island life on a Dolphin Island.
Good for him.
But he was like, you think I'm going to skip a show? Absolutely not. Give me the equipment. Let me dial this thing up. Dial on behind the glass, playing the good tunes on the way back in here to the 8 o'clock hour. Wake-up call topics, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Here's what we got. All right. Painful losses that you've experienced as a fan or as a player. If you were out there and you played in like a high school state title game, you're like, man, couldn't stomach that one. That'll be an interesting topic. I just played my top five for you guys. I know there's some painful losses out there among fandom. I was talking to Grant the other day about the playoff loss. I think it was the Atlanta Braves playoff loss to the Cardinals where they lose by like 10 or something, mm-hmm. 10 runs in one inning. Also, what do you feel about Zach Robinson head down to the sideline and then letting go of Ike Hilliard? Right move, wrong move, scapegoat. Something else is wrong. What do you think about the moves that are happening up in Flower Branch that came down yesterday? And also, if you're a Georgia fan, if you're a Bama fan, if you just watch college football, what is your confidence level in the game that is happening between the hedges this weekend? Now, will I be in attendance Saturday night? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That is not going to happen. I do think the following week, though, Allie, I'm probably going to make a trip to Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
Now, my confidence level in that one's not very good either. That's a Vanderbilt team that everybody is like, oh, you know, Vanderbilt, Bama, avenging loss. I don't know. I have no idea. This goes back to the conversation about the confidence level. I have no idea what Bama is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Bama is an extremely talented team that when they go away from their own stadium, stinks. They stink. They lost four games last year. All four of them were away from home.
Mm-hmm.
You went to play at Tennessee. It was awful. You know, you lost a game. It looked terrible. You went to play at Oklahoma. Awful. One of the worst losses in program history, dating back a couple of decades. You lost at Vanderbilt, which shocked the nation, but in hindsight, really not that shocking. And you lost the bowl game against Michigan, to which you could not even come close to drumming up a lot of points. So, and then you go down to Florida State and you lay a stinker in week one. I don't know. Like Bama against Georgia, they've been fine, right? They won the game last year. Bama away from home under Kalen DeBoer, terrible, terrible. So my confidence level, I would say, is probably, let's go with a four.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably being generous.
Okay.
If I'm being completely honest, to which you know I'm a completely honest person when it comes to my fandom. A 4 out of 10 is the way I feel about Bama hitting the road and playing in Athens this weekend.
How many beers before the game starts?
Oh, God. So, you know, the caveat is it's my wife's birthday Saturday.
Right.
And her birthday present is she's like, I want you to take care of the kids.
I'm going to lose my mind over here.
What's going on, Bo? What's your confidence level?
I don't know. My confidence level in what? Georgia beating Alabama?
Yeah, what is it?
10.
Okay. 10.
I
give it a 10.
I think, look, I don't know what Alabama is, and I know what I do know is that Georgia is well coached. I think they're better coached, and I think they're a much better team than probably they were last year, believe it or not. So,
yeah.
And it's at home. Look, these Georgia fans, they want to beat Alabama. Kirby's it's been, for some reason, Kirby has to get over this this Alabama thing that he just seemingly he's beat once, right, for the national title, but yeah. That's it. So it's just a weird thing right now.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Kalen DeBoer's got to get over the playing away from home thing, like I said. So that'll be interesting. And we talked about it earlier, and we got to get the wake call, but we talked about it earlier. How do we feel about Ike Hillier being let go? I said it. I think Bo agrees with this, and he said it multiple times as well. I don't think this is simply an on-field thing. This is something behind the scenes. There is some type of dysfunction. There was some type of, if I had to guess, an argument. There was something going on behind the scenes where somebody got in somebody's face or something along those lines, and they were like, nope, this has got to stop right now.
It did feel like one of those things that came across my phone yesterday, and it was like, wait, where did this come from?
Yeah. Yeah. You'd almost never see this after 3 weeks. Now, was their performance bad enough on Sunday to probably warrant something like this? Sure. But you almost never see something like this, and this is something that you would that would categorize as like a panic move.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't believe they're panicking at this point. Maybe they are. Maybe Zach Robinson come down the sideline is something along those lines. But we'll see.
I don't know if it's a panic, but there's something. There's clearly something that that they addressed and it didn't seem to stick, right? And then they're like, all right, well, this is still a thing, and so I don't know what that is. But I appreciate the fact that we're not getting in, and this is, you know, my opinion. I started thinking about this last night because I was down here and I was like, well, why would they do something? And I was like, well, maybe it's one of those deals where you're like, you know what? We're not going to let this reach the 2024 defense or the Jimmy Lake level. Okay. Where, look, because look, there's anything.
I'm on board with that, by the way. After, like, if that's what it is.
After 3 weeks last year, did we not know the defense was garbage?
Yeah.
And did we not know that there was definitely a scheme issue with how far off the ball we were playing and how they were playing? Everyone was playing pitch and catch. I mean, Patrick Mahomes ate us up that way. And so nothing changed. So you have had bad offense as far as passing game wise. Now, I think a lot of that in Minnesota had to do with how they were playing you, but last week looked awful.
You looked about as lost as last year's Easter egg, as I like to say. All right, like I said, painful losses from your fandom. What do you feel about Zach Robinson, Ike Hillier stuff, what's going on in Flower Branch, and your confidence level? If you're a Bama fan, if you're a Georgia fan, your confidence level in the outcome of the game in Athens this Saturday. 404-726-0929 if you want to call in on one of those, two of those, all three of those, or maybe you just got something else. We've been talking about all kinds of crazy stuff today. All right, let's go to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's talk to DeAndre over in Decatur. DeAndre, welcome back to the show, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, man. Good to have you.
And you know it's Mike Mafia in the building.
Wait. Let's go. I needed that.
Okay. Painful loss. I'm going to start with when the year the Falcons played the 49ers in the was that the NFC Championship?
NFC Championship, yep. Terrible.
And you know that same year Georgia played in the SEC Championship and we lost in like a similar way, like came down close to like the red zone and
I was at
ended up losing. Yeah. So yeah, they hurt, but oh yeah, I think we play Alabama today. Okay.
That's right.
I wasn't gonna say it. Oh yeah, those two hurt that year. But yeah, as far as Zach Robinson coming down, I feel like at the end of the day, our team don't have an identity. It's like when we had success, Tyler Allgeier had like 16 carries. I think Bijan had like 28. I know it's like 38 in
right.
total.
Yeah.
And we ran the ball pretty good. And it's like right after you do that, you turn around and just look lost. And it's like, I hate to say it. Then you got people like Kyle Pitts. Look, he's running free and nobody's throwing the ball. Then we'd be like, oh, Kyle Pitts is not doing this, he's not doing that. Then he ended up leaving us and going with a Pat Mahomes or something and winning the Super Bowl. So it's like, I hate to see that happen. But as far as Georgia, Alabama, I'm going to go with my confidence level is like a 9 because I just don't know about our edge rushers. I have yet to see sacks, and I'm worried that if you give him time and they get that ball to Ryan Williams, it's going to be a long Saturday. Yeah,
appreciate the phone call, DeAndre. That's a funny. I'm a 9 out of 10, but I'm not sure about our edge rushers.
Just not
I love
confident
it,
man. In that.
I love it. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, hey, let's go back to the phone lines. No, go ahead. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and see if we can go ahead and get one more caller in here. Let's see if we can get Alex over in Lawrenceville. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, y'all. I got total confidence in Georgia, man. They're just a better team. I ain't even worried about that. Let's get to the Falcons stuff.
All right.
Man, the Falcons, I feel like they don't play to their strengths. You know, they got speed on offense and defense. And just piggybacking off the caller who just called in, you got to run the ball, wear down them defenses, open up some play action, you know, maybe some read action, give your offense some innovation. You know, it's not too much innovation. Even going off last year when y'all started with the Steelers, y'all in the pistol offense, and you going against Justin Fields. Those are winnable games. The Falcons, they can't afford to not win winnable games because of the division. Like, the division already give you gimme, so you got to take every gimme that you get. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like the more that they play, the more, you know, Michael, he'll get his confidence. But you just can't afford with this division and with this team that got, you know the Packers owners, they got to play to their strengths, starting fast, using your speed on offense and defense. Yeah. And that's just what they got to do.
I appreciate the phone call. Absolutely. But I think the word innovation that he just used, that's a good word.
Right.
That's a good word.
Yeah, it's great. I don't know how the pistol lost you a game, though. I'm so sick of hearing about the damn pistol offense.
Focus on the word innovation. Let's focus on the word innovation here. The word innovation.
Well, that's part of innovation. The pistol is part of innovation. Just like no one complains when Jalen Hurts has got Saquon Barkley behind him line up in the pistol. Because they block up front, they execute, they run their receivers are running the right routes. But and so we've got to get out of this mindset that this formation is costing us games.
Yeah, the pistol.
That's not costing you games.
I will say the innovation word, like I was talking about, is really stands out to me. I'm watching the Lions
also. The Lions are very innovative. But look, you want to talk about starting fast? You know, it's not starting fast. Going down the field and missing a field goal, and then boom. And everything changes that mindset. So you got to get in the end zone. You got to stop settling for field goals. I'll agree with that 100%. And I don't know how you open this offense up. I'm not sure if they're scared with Penix or they're scared with some of the O-line. I don't know or it's just the receivers aren't on the same page, but they've got to fix some of the communication somewhere.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Hey, let's try to get one more phone call in. Hey, let's go to Walter. Walter in Atlanta. Walter, we got about 10 seconds, buddy. What's on your mind? Okay, Bryson from Alpharetta, we got about 10 seconds. What's on your mind?
Hey, 1 second. Hold up.
Go ahead, man.
1 second.
No, we can't have 1 second. Appreciate the phone
call,
man.
Sorry, there
were only 10 seconds. You had 10 seconds. That was it, Bryson. No, I do, and I love the innovation comment because I'm watching Detroit last night. They run an option. They run a running back option after the handoff, and they pitch that one. You saw a double pass to, like, Jared Goff, and he's throwing downfield. I'm thinking, this is beautiful. Do more of this stuff. Do the innovation thing. Not just a five-step drop in some wide zone, inside zone. Come on, man.
Bryson, get your phone handled and then go to Twitter and go to the 929 Morning Shift account. Tweet us what you're going to say. And if you have more thoughts on this, please tweet at us. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Coming up, like we've been talking about, it was clear up at Flowery Branch yesterday. They all knew some moves needed to be made. Were they the right ones? Were they the wrong ones? We'll get into it. And we've got a life of squid.
Yeah, the Kiffins are keeping it in the family. I'll tell you what that means next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app. Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan at 8:24. Before we get into the Falcons and changes from yesterday, I want to spread some lighthearted
sports news.
I mean, just the most refreshing thing you've ever heard.
Oh, okay. I'm here for it.
So Mike Trout hit his 400th home run. Great for him.
It was a tater, too.
Love it.
Big one.
So the fan that caught it got all the goodies, right? The autographs. And he gave him the ball. He just had one request. His name is Alberto.
Okay.
He asked Mike Trout, can we play a game of catch?
No kidding.
That's it. That's all he
wow.
wanted. Play a game of catch with Mike Trout.
Notably, he didn't say, can we have a catch?
You know, I'm not going to say verbatim that's exactly what he said, but maybe he did say have a catch.
No, he didn't. There's nobody that says that. And anybody who says that is wrong.
But for all the people that catch home run balls and like kind of try to shake down players for everything, I love this story.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I got to see the video. It was kind of cool that they did that. But then Mike Trout played catch or had a catch with no glove. I thought that was weird. Like, dude, put a glove on. You're Mike Trout. You're one of the best players in the league, and you're one of the most injury prone players in the league. Wear a glove. I mean, yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Anyways, but that's cool stuff.
It was very cool.
Hey, I would probably say the same thing.
Would you? You would want to play catch with someone?
Yeah, I think I would. If I like met a hero that was a baseball player, I'd be like, dude, can we just one time?
I feel like I would be so nervous. Like, I'm going to drop the ball.
Oh, throw it straight into the ground.
Before we get into the Falcons, we do have Machine Gun Kelly tickets that we are giving away right now. It's a pair, 404-726-0929. It's for his Lost Americana tour with Wiz Khalifa. It's happening Friday, May 29th next year at Lakewood Amphitheater. Now, tickets to go on sale September 25th. At noon at Ticketmaster.com, but we can take care of you right now, 404-726-0929. All right, turning our attention back to the Falcons. Few moves made yesterday. Kicking competition continues, bringing in more guys to compete with Parker Romo. Cornerback C.J. Henderson has been released from the practice squad. And like we've talked about today, wide receiver coach Ike Hilliard has been released. Also, Zach Robinson is going to move from the coach's booth down to the field. Out of all of those, what sticks out the most to you guys?
Well, I think the Ike Hilliard thing is interesting for a lot of different reasons because, you know, the timing of it, and it's just strange to see somebody fired at this point. I think there's definitely something behind the scenes that we're not privy to. And do I know? Absolutely not. I have absolutely zero inside information to that. But my interactions in locker rooms lead me to believe that something happened and there was some kind of falling out or whatever. So I don't know. And Ike Hilliard played long enough for his own career that it's not like he's, you know, worried and clinging on to a job.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, the Kyle Shanahan thing, Bo, of him moving down to the sidelines is an eyebrow raiser. That's weird.
I hope Kyle Shanahan's on the sidelines out in San Francisco. But Zach Robinson, yeah, it is interesting. The Hilliard thing to me is, and you watch the games, and if you listen, you know, Arch will talk a lot about things that happen. And so sometimes you'll get insight there, but I noticed on one route just in itself that you have two guys are break inside, and they're not – their depth is very, very close to each other. They're kind of on top of each other, so to speak. And the ball actually – and it would look like a timing anticipation throw where Penix put it all over like it was going to be a bench route, a sideline route, right?
Yeah.
An out route, whatever you want to call it. And there's nobody standing there. And you go back to the replay, and there are two guys that broke on in-cutting routes that are literally on top of each other. That is how you know guys are running the wrong routes. You're not supposed to have guys almost in the same spot. You know, I go back and watch, why were guys not coming back to the ball? Like, you know, you said
I noticed that too.
You know, no one's fighting back to the ball. And you mentioned it earlier, Mike, and I'll let you go to it, but there was one point where it looked like everybody, like you're running a Hail Mary play because everybody was running go routes.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's running go routes into cover three, mind you, which, you know, that means that there's three people deep in covering deep routes and they're absolutely blanketed. There's, you know, four guys underneath in a four-man pass rush. There's a check down in the flat on the right to Bijan, which that's where Penix ended up going with it, and he gets almost his head taken off. And there is, you know, Kyle Pitts is chipping on Jake Matthews on the way out to the left, and he's not even getting out before Penix is getting the ball out to Bijan in the check down. It's just bad. It's just bad football. You know, we can talk about the offensive operation and Penix's mechanics, which were terrible, but multiple times I'm watching it going, I don't know where I'd throw it either. Like, there's just a lack of guys understanding, you know, zone versus man, and I don't know if it's Zach Robinson. Maybe it's Ike Hilliard. I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe there's a bunch of other conversations saying – the reason I said Kyle Shanahan a minute ago, and I've been thinking about this all day, the head coaches that are the play callers are all on the sideline. And Kyle Shanahan fits that. I mentioned Andy Reid earlier. I mentioned Sean McVay. I mentioned Sean Payton. The sideline thing is possible. It's not anything I dealt with in my career. I don't remember play callers being down on the sideline. You know, even going back to college, I remember Jim McElwain being up top. So that was always the thing where the play callers were up in the booth. They wanted to see the whole field. They wanted to see the coverages. They wanted to see how linebackers and defensive ends were reacting to play fakes. But it's just this to me is a move all about being able to communicate with Michael Penix in real time and cutting out the middleman. And I have to assume with TJ Yates going to be the wide receiver coach, which he did under Arthur Smith, that is a direct line of communication now from Zach being able to talk to Michael Penix and say, hey, this is what we have to do, and I think that's a good thing.
I could have swore Dirk was on the sidelines with y'all in the 2012 season, but you know that's a long time. I definitely trust your memory over mine because it was a little bit different for you.
I scored a touchdown that year, and I wanted to go hug him, but he was in the booth because he's the one that called that play. So I do remember that. I do remember that.
I like the move. I don't think it's just about the communication in the headset either. I think there's probably a little – it is part of it, I would say, but I don't think it's the whole thing. I think there's a very much to do with some of that with the fact that you just came off a horrid game offensively, and it was your worst – it was the worst game that your quarterback, who was in his – essentially rookie season as a starter in his sixth game, has had his career, you gotta be down there so you can maybe communicate and have that open dialogue when he's on the sideline and kind of get his head back right. Because whatever we did or didn't see, Penix's head got wrong in this game, and I think it affected everything, including maybe his footwork and decisions down the down the stretch there in this game, and it basically cost you any chance of coming back. All right, Dylan, let's go. A little Baron Burton's W sauce, you know, and the new round brewing, the Allen Lager. Have one on the beach maybe later. Who knows? So, Mike, this is why the SEC is different right here. I know that we had back in the day, remember when Brady Quinn and I think Brady Quinn was like, I think he married A.J. Hawk's
pretty sure he did.
Sister.
Yeah,
and
sure
she had the. Remember the jersey where she had in the bowl game? It was like the Fiesta Bowl, and she had half Notre Dame, half Ohio State.
I do remember that.
So I don't know how you maybe Lane Kiffin's daughter will have a half polo Ole Miss and a half jersey for LSU because She has now, it's now come out that she is dating star linebacker, I say star, but one of their better players on LSU's defense, Whit Weeks. And I'm pretty sure there's three Weeks brothers, right?
Well, there's at least two, yes.
Yeah, I think there's three. And so it's really weird, but this was there was a video taken, and basically she made it Landry Kiffin made the relationship of Instagram official with a photo gallery, and one of which has her sitting in Whit Weeks' lap with a what I can only describe as a very short skirt or short combo with cowboy boots. And it's wild. I mean, that's that. And, you know, Lane Kiffin, you know, doing Lane Kiffin-esque things, comments after someone posted this picture on Twitter, and he says, take the over. So, basically saying, hey, he's going to put it out there. Then,
respect that.
He goes on, he retweets a picture of him and his ex-wife with Landry as a little baby at the beach, ironically enough, as I talk about this at the beach. And he quoted and said, we'll be rooting for the Rebs, and did the blood droplet emoji.
Wow.
So Lane Kiffin is doing Lane Kiffin. At this point, if you're Ole Miss, and I've had a hate-love relationship with Lane Kiffin. I tend to like him these days because he makes me laugh, and I think he's rounded into being very self-aware of what he is and who he is, and a good coach at the same time. But he's essentially brought, like, I don't want to say Jersey Shore, but maybe like a The Hills vibe to the SEC, where there's drama, there's daughters dating rivals. I mean, it's just all over the place.
Quickly, I want to say congrats to Drew from Bowden, Georgia, for winning the Machine Gun Kelly tickets. We're going to have more tomorrow. But coming up, we've got football insider for On3 Sports, Brett McMurphy, joining us to explain why Georgia's going to win this weekend.
Whoa.
That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
840.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
92 Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. It is the morning shift. My name is Mike. He's Bo. She's Allie. He's Dylan playing the ones and twos. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit more college football here before we head off the airwaves. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to college football insider for On3 Sports, Mr. Brett McMurphy. And Brett, I appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. There's a lot of things we need to get to, a lot of movement in college football, but let's just take a broad picture, kind of jump in the deep into the pool here. We're what, 3-4 weeks into the season? What's been the most shocking thing to you that you've seen this year? We've seen craziness in games. We've seen some teams up, some teams down. What's been the one thing that has kind of shocked you as you've waded through the first 4 weeks of the year?
Basically, how clueless everybody is on projecting how good a team may or may not be. I mean, there's a lot of supposedly really smart people. Fortunately, I wasn't one of them. That had Clemson as their national title pick. And not only is Clemson not going to win the national title, they're not going to get to the college football playoff. And, I don't know what's going on there, but certainly I think that would be probably the biggest surprise, because I don't think anyone ever would have thought Clemson would be 1-3 at this point of the season. And, a lot of people thought, they were the betting favorites to win the – to win the ACC. They were among the top probably four, maybe five, top favorites to win the national championship. And like I said, a lot of people thought they would actually win it because of the, a ton of returning talent, Klubnik back at quarterback and a lot of pieces around him. And yeah, for whatever reason, just hasn't worked out for Dabo this year.
Yeah, it really has been surprising. We were talking earlier on the show about the ACC moving to 9 games to align with the Power Four. Why do you think this is happening now?
Because you don't want to be the only one not doing it. the funny thing is, I was at the Big Ten Media Days this summer in Las Vegas, and all of their coaches, it's almost like they were mandated to have the same talking point, because they all said the same thing, and that was, well, the Big Ten superior because they have 9 conference games, and that other conference, referring to the SEC, only has 8. And so basically, they were also pushing for their playoff model going forward, where they would get automatic qualifiers. So that was their thinking. Well, a funny thing happened. The SEC not only recently announced it would go to 9 games, but they also said, hey, look, we're going to play a 10th power conference team out of conference, something the Big Ten does not require. And so then now the Big 12 actually has been doing the same model, 9 conference games plus another additional non-conference power conference team. And so basically for the ACC, there's 4 power leagues. You don't want to be the only one that's not doing what the other 3 are doing. So basically, like, they had to do it. What makes it tricky for the ACC is with 17 members, it is mathematically impossible to have 17 teams play 9 games. So they're going to have to – what they're probably going to do is have 16 teams play 9 conference games, and then a 8th member will only play 8 conference games, and then we'll have to play 2 additional power conference teams in the non-conference. And then how they will, use a tiebreaker with the teams that play 9 games compared with that team with 8 games, they still have to figure that out. But they basically had to get to it. And I think the next thing to look at is, does the Big Ten require their teams to play an additional non-conference team? Because right now they don't have to. And that's why you've got, Penn State playing, Villanova and Florida International, and you've got Indiana playing, Bishop Sycamore High School and Indiana State and everybody else. Will that change? I think it will. I think it will. And, an offshoot of that is if fan of any non-power conference teams out there, it's unfortunate, because it's going to be really difficult to get any power conference teams to ever come play at a non-power conference campus, because they're locked into 10 games, and those other 2 games they play, they'll want to put those games on their home campus.
Brett McMurphy joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Brett, I mean, we've all seen Meet the Parents, right? And then, but when you play your daughter's boyfriend and you're an offensive coordinator slash head coach and kind of genius, Do you find a way to single him out and just exploit him to embarrass him? I mean, I just don't know why everything with Lane Kiffin feels like we're watching a Kardashian episode.
Yeah, it's only Lane, right? I don't think they'll single him out, obviously. I think, you know, a win will be enough for Lane. But yeah, only Kiffin can have something like that happen literally, you know, 6 days before kickoff. So nothing unusual, nothing to see here, just, you know, Lane being Lane. But, you know, let's see. You know, they were in position. He was in position last year to get to the college football playoff. One small problem, he lost to Kentucky and Florida. So, you know, let's see if they can finish strong, unlike last year.
Brett, we're obviously getting the table set for the Alabama versus Georgia matchup coming up this weekend down in Athens. You know, Bama starts off the season so bad against Florida State. I'm a Bama guy. I was kind of shocked that this number was only 3, 3.5 or whatever it sits at to open the week. Bama just hasn't looked good. Georgia has had its ups and downs, but at the end, it's Kirby Smart down there. How do you see this game playing out this weekend?
Yeah, what's funny, I think the numbers actually dropped down to like 2.5. So there's a lot of Alabama support for this game. You know, I think part of it was after week one, the knee-jerk reaction was, you know, oh, what's wrong with Alabama? And now, you know, we're looking at Florida State. And, you know, Florida State is obviously, we talked about earlier, the surprises. Florida State would be one, too. Nobody thought they would be this dominant early. Will that continue? Who knows? But I think because Florida State has looked so good, we're like, well, hey, maybe Alabama's not as bad as we thought they were going to be. Also, Alabama's dominated this series. You know, Georgia has only won a couple in the past, you know, 7 or 8 meetings. Because of the weird SEC schedule, I don't think Georgia's lost to Alabama in almost 20 years, but then they probably only played like 2 times over that time period. I just, the key's going to be, you know, for Georgia, I think, you know, what we saw in the Tennessee game, you know, I don't think Alabama's got the offense of Tennessee. They obviously don't run as quick. They're not as high volume. But Georgia did not look like a typical Georgia defense in that game. But give Kirby Smart's guys credit. They still found a way to win. Excuse me. Gunnar Stockton, obviously, he's going to have to have a big game, you know, utilizing Zachariah Branch and some of those guys. But I think this will go down to the wire. You know, one thing that I'm still getting used to is with the 12-team playoff. Yeah, I'm still not convinced myself that this is good or bad. You know, back in the old days, like 2 years ago, you know, this game would have meant a lot more because there would have been real consequences for the loser. I think the loser can still get in a college football playoff. Obviously, Alabama would have to win out. They'd have to finish 10-2. Georgia, you know, I think they could even go 10-2. So they could lose this in another game and still get in. So there's not really that sense of urgency in this. It's not like a win or else game, but obviously it's monumental to see who's going to be at the top of the SEC. If I have to pick a winner, and I haven't figured out which way I'm going yet, but right now I'm probably leaning towards Georgia. I just think the home field's going to be the ultimate edge there. And, you know, Kirby, I'm sure, is telling him nobody's giving him a chance, even though they're the favorite. And, you know, it's us against the world and all those things he's great at doing. But I just think ultimately they're a little bit better. But this would be a huge get back for Alabama, especially after that debilitating loss in the opener at Florida State.
Brett, this worst case scenario for Billy Napier. You've essentially started 0-3. I don't even know if I can count Long Island University as a win. I know that some of the portal stuff has changed how you treat coaches, but is there any way he survives? And if not, how long does it last for him? Because the stretch is just absolutely brutal. I mean, realistically, I don't see a win. I don't see – there's not an easy win on their schedule left. There's nothing that you can say, yeah, the team I've seen the last few weeks will beat Miss State, no? Or Kentucky?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's tricky, but, I mean, what's funny is because the schedule is that tough, like, again, can Billy save his job? Yeah, he can. What if he wins out? You're not going to fire the guy for going 9-3 against that schedule. You're not. If he goes 8-4, you're probably going to keep him. 7-5, yeah, you never know. The thing, and you mentioned the portal, which is a great point, and, you know, a lot of fan bases now, it's like, you know, why hasn't this coach been fired? Why hasn't that coach been fired? Well, obviously Virginia Tech and UCLA already pulled the trigger. But once you do that, then your players are free for 30 days to jump into the portal immediately. So do you really, is there any benefit to doing that now? I don't necessarily think there is. Now you could say, well, it, you know, satisfies the fan base and does all that stuff. But yeah, that's great. But if you lose all your players, is it really worth it? I think most people, you know, whether they're Florida fans or not, realize that Billy Napier, you know, likely will not be the coach next year. But again, there's no advantage to get rid of him now. And look, they play Texas. They're off this week. Then they play Texas A&M. Obviously, they've got Georgia in the cocktail party. I mean, if they win those three games, Napier probably has a very good chance to be his coach. Are they going to win those three games? No, you know, play Powerball. You got a better shot. But, you know, that there is a path. And so I guess that's why you don't make the move. I do believe, though, if you did not have the portal in place, that a decision would have already been made, probably there in other places. But because that portal rule is in place, I don't think there's really a huge benefit to do something right now. I also don't think that means they wait until the season's over. I mean, they may, if things, you know, if they don't win the games they're not supposed to win, you know, and this gets really ugly, then, you know, when we get into November, I think you'll see a lot of these places make some moves. But to do it in September, you know, doesn't really make a lot of sense.
That's college football insider for On3 Sports, Mr. Brett McMurphy. You can find him on Twitter at Brett_McMurphy. Brett, you're always a fun Twitter follow, man. I appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
Hey, you got it, guys. Thank you.
Awesome stuff.
Thank you. Don't forget, this Thursday we'll have a special broadcast of Dukes and Bell live from Loyal Tavern in Roswell. We'll be setting the stage for Thursday night football and looking ahead to all the big college and professional games this weekend. That is Dukes and Bell Thursday from 2 to 6 at Loyal Tavern in Roswell. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We got to roll. We got to clock out. So for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.